Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this wonderful day, the 29th day of the month of November, year 2020. May the Almighty God bless you. May His mercy shine over your life. May the glory of God cover you. Wherever you appear with favor, you appear with grace, you appear with the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is a prophetic decree and prophetic declaration that God has instructed us to start doing for as many days as almost 80 days now. We appreciate all those who have connected with us. We appreciate the grace of God upon your life. We appreciate what God has been using this prophetic decree to do. And we pray that God will continue to do more. His mercy will shine over us. His grace will overshadow us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree into your life that today shall favor you. The beginning of this week shall favor your destiny. The glory of God shall not depart from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, every affliction in your body, every yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. The verdict of darkness against your destiny shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The hand of the Lord shall rest upon your destiny and move you to the next level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, for this next few minutes, I'll be talking about something very deep, and I want you to listen to me very well before we go into our section of prayers and our deliverance. I'll be talking on evacuating illegal tenants in your apartment, evacuating illegal tenants in your home, evacuating illegal tenants in your home. The Bible says something in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. It says, give no place to the devil, neither give no place to the devil. Another version says, give no foothold to the devil. It means that by our actions, by the way we do things, we can give a place to the devil. We can give a platform for the devil to operate. It is possible to be living in a house with invisible illegal tenants. It is possible to be living in the house and you are living there with some other forces, with some other spirit, with some other invisible being, and you don't know. It is illegal tenants because they are there even without your permission. You are the original tenant of the place, but they are there and they are also occupying the place without your permission. What you can do is when you notice some things like that and you are feeling some signs, you know that there are illegal tenants in that place and you begin to deal with them. Listen to me very well. Illegal tenant can be in your house or your apartment before you came in. Illegal tenant can be in that apartment as a result of what you have bought or introduced into that apartment. Illegal tenant can be in that apartment as a result of a visitor that came to visit you. Illegal tenant can be in that apartment as a result of an agent of darkness living with you. Illegal tenant can be in that apartment as a result of something that were buried in the foundation of that place. All these are foothold given to illegal tenant to stay there. Listen to me very well. The enemy is a very terrible enemy. The enemy operates in clever disguises. He operates using deceptions. He knows that there are some things that he can really climb upon to come into our lives. What he wants to do is to oppress us. He understands that Christian cannot be demonic, believer cannot be demonic, but believer can be oppressed. So there are believers now, they are children of God, but they are being oppressed. Why? Because there are illegal tenants in the apartment. There are illegal tenants that are living with them. There are illegal tenants that you cannot see. There are invisible personalities living with them that they could not see. These illegal tenants, they cause what we call spiritual darkness over the house, spiritual darkness over the people in the house, oppressing the people living in that house and causing a lot of terrible havoc in that place. It is your duty as a believer to evict them, to evacuate them, to deal with them. And if you don't have the knowledge and the understanding of doing this, they may cause a lot of problem for you spiritually. I pray for you that today, all illegal tenants living in your house, they shall pack their load and disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. When there are illegal tenants in your apartment, when there are illegal tenants in a building, when there are illegal tenants in the home, when there are illegal tenants living with you, there are a lot of signs. There are a lot of indications that will make you to know, because these illegal tenants are invisible. And What we fight most of time are not what we are really are not the battle we ought to fight. What we see are not the battle we have to contend with. Many things that we see are not the real enemy. There are other things behind that we could not see. So there are a lot of signs that you can, you know, see in your life when you are living in an apartment with a legal tenant. There are a lot of signs you can see happening to you or happening around you or happening within you or happening over you as a result of a legal tenant that is living in your apartment. I will give you some of them today. They will continue tomorrow. Number one is heaviness in your life. There will be heaviness all over you. You feel very heavy. Your head is heavy. Every part of your body is heavy. Most of the time, this one happens in the night. Sometimes you notice the standing of your ear. The air of your head is standing. You feel that something is happening. There will be mysterious disappearance of valuable materials. There will be sudden chronic illness, constant miscarriage, and stillbirth in that place as a result of that spiritual darkness covering the place. You will note what we call unusual sleeplessness, insomnia, what they call insomnia, behavioral problem. There will be the behavior of the people there will look very awkward because that place is covered with spiritual darkness. You will notice lack of peace. There will be constant fight between the couple, constant fight in the home, recklessness. You see children at night crying, small children crying. Their sleeps are disturbed because strangers are there. Illegal tenants are there. The illegal tenant is, they are what the Bible calls strangers. The Bible said, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall hearken unto me, and they shall run out of their close places. They are illegal tenants. Every illegal tenant living with you shall run out of their close places in the name of Jesus Christ. They ought not to be there. They must go. They must pack their load and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Another sign you will notice is unexplained illness, unexplained sickness. You notice yourself addicted to a particular sin. You try to go away from that sin, but the sin is glued to your life. Another thing you will notice what we call demonic apparition. That is, you see that there are some people call ghosts moving around in that apartment is as a result of this particular darkness. You will notice some movement of physical objects, something you put are moving from one place to another. You notice what we call pungent or foul smell, unexplainable odor, very terrible odor. You notice that things are not moving very well. You are having constant headache, like if somebody is pounding your head, continual nausea, and things like that are happening as a result, these are signs that there are illegal tenants in that place. When there are illegal tenants in the place, what we need to do, first of all, is to identify the signs I have mentioned. Number two is for you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Number three is for you to now take anointing oil and anoint all the rooms in that apartment. Number four is for you to do a walk around. You speak and walk around the apartment. And number five is for you now to eject that tenant from the house. You command them, every stranger of darkness living with me in this apartment, pack your load and go in the name of Jesus Christ. And immediately you begin to say that, they will pack their load and they will disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. You may ask me that what are the scriptures I need to read? You can read Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Read it around. You can read Psalm 91. Read it around. You can read Psalm 68. Read it around. You can read Psalm 2. Also, you read it, you walk around. You can also read Psalm 27. You read it and you walk around. You can read Psalm 91. You read it and you walk around. You can read Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. You read it and walk around. You can read Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. You read it, you walk around. These scriptures are very, very important. You read it and you begin to walk around. You can read Luke chapter 10, verse 19. You read it and you walk around. You know, when you read this, you begin to release the power of God there. You can also read Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto them. You read it also. You can also read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, that though we walk in the flesh, we are not warring after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts themselves against the knowledge of God, bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, where your own obedience is complete. You read all these scriptures. When you are reading them, you are passing information. When you are reading them, you are chasing away. When you are reading them, you are commanding the demon to leave. Another thing you can also do, you can get a very good gospel music. You lower it and let it be playing. That music will be playing all around. The voice of the Lord will be going, because the demon hates anything that bring the glory of God down in a place. So you can also do that, and it will dispel them from that place. I pray for you that the glory of God and the hand of God shall rest upon your home, rest upon your family, rest upon your apartment in the name of Jesus Christ. As I pray on the oil today, you can take your time at a very good time where you release your time. You go around your house and anoint the place, anoint the lintel of that house, and read those scriptures I have mentioned. Read them in that place, and you will notice that there will be a relief. That place will be calm. There will be peace. Fighting that is going on there will be off. A quarreling will be off. Your children will be at peace. There won't be sign of sickness and infirmity as a result of this sanctification work that you have done in that place. I pray that the Almighty God will sanctify our house and purify our house and make the place habitable for us in the name of Jesus Christ. And all illegal tenants, wherever they are in the foundation, in the wall, I command them right now, they shall pack their load and leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to first of all do something. If you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Confess your sin unto Him. Confess your sin unto Him. As you have confessed that sin, the Lord will begin to show you mercy. You can repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sin. I confess my sin, Lord. Come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take a bottle of oil. Now it is time we are going to operation. Now, if you don't have a bottle of oil, you can take a bottle of water. We are going into operation now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this oil and this water. Hear the word of the Lord. Become anointed oil. Become anointed water. Let the fire of God enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Let the power of deliverance enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Let resurrection power enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Let healing power enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Let yoke breaking power enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Let signs and wonder power enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Let the power of the Holy Ghost enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Let the blood of Jesus enter into the oil. Enter into the water. I command them to become an instrument of God's power in the name of Jesus Christ. This is instrument in your hand right now will become instrument of power in your hand, breaking the yoke of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you hold it, you are holding the sword of fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your head and shout loud and clear. Say, strangers of darkness in my head, pack your load. Go in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness in my head, pack your load. Go in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness in my head, pack your load. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to pray the prayer the way you are hearing me praying the prayer. So strangers of darkness in my head, pack your load. Go, 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 now, go, now, go, now, go, now, go, now. In Jesus' name, pray. Now, anoint your two ears. Your two ears. Just put small ear there. Anoint your two ears. We have added testimony of that one, and we are very happy. We have had a testimony of somebody who could not hear very well. By the time he anointed the ears, he could hear very well. Anoint your two ears now, and you say loud and clear, say, strangers of darkness in my two ears, go in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness in my two ears, go, 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 get out of that place. Go now, get out, go, 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 get out, go. In Jesus' name, pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest and place your hand there and shout the same prayer. Say, strangers of darkness hiding in my chest, come out. There, in the name of Jesus, strangers of darkness hiding in my chest, come out. There, in the name of Jesus, strangers of darkness hiding in my chest, come out. There, 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 in Jesus' name, pray. Can you now anoint your navel now? Anoint your navel, your stomach side, and pray very well. Put your hand here. Say, strangers of darkness living inside of me, come out. There, in the name of Jesus, strangers of darkness living inside of me, come out. There, in the name of Jesus, strangers of darkness living inside of me, come out, come out, come out. There, come out, there, come out, there, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, there, come out, come out, come out, there, in Jesus' name. Now take the oil and drink a little, and you are going to shout loud and clear. Say, evil stranger inside of me, come out. There, in the name of Jesus, evil stranger inside of me, come out. There,
in the name of Jesus. Evil stranger inside of me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers inside of me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers inside of me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers inside of me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers inside of me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers inside of me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers inside of me, come out there in Jesus' name. Pray now. Your two hands now, take your two hands now and place it on your stomach, and you pray loud and clear. Say, yoke of infirmity in my body, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Yoke of infirmity in my body, break now, break now, break now in the name of Jesus. Yoke of infirmity in my body, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Now put your two hands on your head and you shout loud and clear. Say, every sickness programmed into my body from the coven of witchcraft, there in the name of Jesus. Every sickness programmed to my body from the coven of witchcraft, there, 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 there. Every sickness programmed to my body from the coven of witchcraft, there, now, there, now, there, now, in Jesus' name. Pray now. Put your hand, your two hands on your chest and pray this prayer very well. Say, satanic animals with their poison in my blood, come out there in the name of Jesus. Satanic animal with their poison in my blood, come out there in the name of Jesus. Satanic animal with their poison in my blood, come out there in the name of Jesus. Satanic animal with their poison in my blood, come out there in the name of Jesus. Satanic animal with their poison in my blood, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there in Jesus' name. Pray now. Take a bottle of oil and anoint your two hands. Anoint your two hands now, because that hand will be used to do such some certain work. Now anoint your two hands and place your hand on the wall of your house. Place your hand on the wall. Place your hand on the wall and shout like that. Say, strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living with living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there in Jesus. Now you are going to slap that wall 3 times, smack it 3 times. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Say, strangers of darkness living in this house, strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there, come out there, come out there in Jesus' name. You are going to slap it again. Second time. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Shout, say, strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there, come out there in Jesus' name. If you know that by slapping that place your neighbor will be trouble, you don't need to slap it so hard. Just do it gently, please. Do it gently so that your neighbor will not say something is eating him. Do it gently. Especially those of us who are not in this country. Please do it gently. You can even place your hand on it alone. Aha. But if you know by slapping it, you won't disturb anybody, you can do that. Slap it the third time. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. And say, strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there, 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 in the new strangers of darkness living in this apartment with me, come out today, come out, 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 in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness that is living in this apartment with me, come out today, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. I command every strangers of darkness living in your apartment to pack their load and go. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, as soon as they hear of you, they shall obey you. And they shall hear your voice. And because they are hearing your voice, they will pack their load and go out of their closed spaces. You that strange power, you that evil power, you that evil force that is in that house, pack your load and go. Strangers of darkness that is making evil power to walk in that house. Every spiritual darkness that is causing oppression, pack your load. Go, pack your load. Go, all satanic illegal occupants, I command you now, pack your load. Go, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Ah, thank you, Jesus. A lot of things has happened now. Beloved, many, many things have happened and many, many things have happened now. You will not know, but begin to watch. You will see what I have said now. Many, many things. You have done what we call spiritual sanitation of your house now. You have done so. One of the major assignments in the realm of the spirit is what we have done now. And you need to just go and read those scriptures. Read it around and anoint the apartment around. And you will see what the Lord will do. Father, we thank you because of your grace upon the life of your people. We thank you because of what you have been using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration to do in their lives. I pray that anyone that is listening to me now, that is under any satanic yoke, I command the yoke to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. If your marriage has been affected, if your marriage has collapsed, I command that marriage right now to receive resurrection power in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace of God shall go into that marriage. Glory of God shall go into that marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. If the enemy has attacked your business, I command that business to hear the voice of the Lord. Resurrect back in the name of Jesus. Resurrect back in the name of Jesus. Resurrect back in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost shall help you, and the mercy of God shall cover you, and that business will come back in the name of Jesus Christ. Are we having some people here? Are you here now and you are looking for who to settle down with in marriage? You are looking for husband, you are looking for wife, you have not married. I decree into your life now, in the name that is above all names, before the end of this year, the Almighty God will create an event that will bring you and your husband together, bring you and your wife together, in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall cover you. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, and the Lord will show you where your husband, where your wife is, in the name of Jesus Christ. There will be testimony in the house, in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here now? You are pregnant, and it's above 10 months, and you are not feeling anything. Even the pregnancy is not growing. In the name that is above all names, I command your pregnancy to grow in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command your delivery right now to be effected in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that tie you down, any power that tie your pregnancy, any chain that tie your pregnancy, any coven that tie your pregnancy down, I command the coven to catch fire, 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 catch fire. Let the chain of darkness that tie your pregnancy down, break in the name of Jesus. I command that chain, break in the name of Jesus. I command the chain, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You have been experiencing a kind of lack, a kind of debt. I want you to put your anointing oil on your hand now and rub it against the other hand. Rub it against your hand and you shout loud and clear. Say, arrow of poverty in my hand, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of poverty in my hand, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back, go back, go back to the sender. Arrow of poverty in my hand, go back to the sender, 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 go, 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 go in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, that hand shall experience breakthrough. That hand shall receive the anointing to make wealth. That hand shall receive the anointing of prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You are looking for the fruit of the womb. Don't mind whatever you are facing. Don't mind your age. Don't mind medical report. I stand here as a prophet of the Most High God. I command the fire of God to destroy every yoke of childlessness. Destroy every yoke of miscarriage. I command you now in the name that is above all names. I command you now to experience conception in the name of Jesus Christ. Before this year ends, the glory of God shall cover you, the power of God shall cover you, and there shall be positive testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for all those who have been praying for their children because they are going somehow, they are doing somehow, they are misbehaving. I pray that today God will touch your children and they shall begin to behave well. They shall make you proud in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone who wants to travel from one place to another, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Your journey shall be secure. Your journey shall be saved. I withdraw my name. I withdraw your name from the register of untimely death. I withdraw my name. I withdraw your name from the register of tragedy. I withdraw your name. I withdraw my name from the register of sorrow. I withdraw the name of my children from the register of untimely death. I withdraw the name of your children from the register of the untimely death. I pray that no evil shall befall us. The glory of God shall cover us. The blood of Jesus shall fill our apartment in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Don't forget to be reading Psalm 91. And don't forget to shout blood of Jesus 7 times in your apartment. The glory of God will come upon that apartment. The fire of God will come upon that apartment. And the mercy of God will come upon that apartment in the name of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord will continue to keep you. The Lord will continue to assist you. As you wake up this morning, you wake up into connected to God's power. You connect to God's favor. You connect to God lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to contact us, my phone number still remains the same. 0802-336-9298. I call it again. 0802-336-9298. You can send me a text message, SMS, or send to our WhatsApp number. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.